Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we got a heavy news day. I'm going to be blitzing through all of it coming up in the next hour. Houston stops couple outreach to homeless, must have feeding permit, land of the free, home of the brave. All over the country, they're telling Christian groups, Muslims, Jewish groups, can't have any neighbors over for a Sunday supper or for Ramadan. I mean, it's just total tyranny. But if you want to run around naked in the streets or recruit, you know, five-year-olds to your sexual persuasion, that's fine. You can go ahead and do it. Got all of that going on. Mexican gunman fires across border towards U.S. highway workers. Well, just like Arizona, Americans aren't supposed to go, whether they're Hispanic, white, black, doesn't matter. You're not supposed to go south of Tucson. And they got government signs up saying, don't go into these areas. And it's like, look, you're not supposed to be here. Don't fix that road. And, of course, it's the Mexican military. And if you're an American riding around in a lake, you're going to get your head blown off. And the controlled media will say it doesn't exist and make fun of you. You know, when there's a tragedy that they don't like, oh, he didn't get shot in the head. The woman didn't see that. Then they send Mexican police to find the body, and they cut their heads off. Then they have articles about nobody's getting their heads cut off. We've got that going on. Of course, the big news is not news here. We told you 3 months ago with Lindsey Williams. It was back in October. October, November, December, yeah, 3 months ago. It was the middle of October. You can pull up those interviews at PrisonPlanet.tv, or they're all over the web. They're in the audio archives on Infowars.com, just down the right-hand side of the page. Back in October, Lindsey Williams talked to his former oil company executive, former head of Atlantic Richfield, who's now died. We've now given you the name of Mr. X. The other guy was the CEO of an even bigger oil company. He's still got that source. And they both told him, they said, it's going to go to 150 to 200 by the end of 2011. And back then, it was $60 a barrel, and everybody laughed at Lindsey Williams. Didn't matter that he said when oil was $60 a barrel back in 2008 that within a year it'd be 150, and it was. Silly, gets laughed at. Well, now it's upwards of $100 a barrel from $60 a barrel, and that'll translate when it goes to 150 we're talking about $5 at the pump on average. Right now it's going to go above 3 nationwide, and if it goes up to, if it goes up to 200, it might be $6-$7 a gallon. But if it goes to 150, you're talking $5 a gallon. And again, those are rough guesstimates, but we saw what happened a few years ago. And so they know how to put the pressure on us, then relieve it. Put the pressure on us, relieve it. And of course, nowhere in the media are they discussing why this is really happening. The main driver is the fact that we have dollar devaluation and oil is purchased worldwide still in dollars. Though in the last month, the Chinese and the Russians, both big, Russia's a big oil exporter. China's a big oil importer. They both announced they're going to deal in oil and natural gas and other petroleum products in the Chinese currency. And now it's beginning to trade on the international market. So the slide, the exodus, the race away from the good old dollar is accelerating. And so you're going to see gold, silver, oil, food. What was in Reuters yesterday? Food prices double. Food prices explode. Who told you food prices 3 years ago was going to go up? We did. Who told you back when silver was $5 an ounce it was going to go up to above 20? Now it's up at 30. We did. Who told you that when gold was $265 an ounce that it was going to go up well above 1,000? We did. Who told you that they would put in telescreens in public telling you to watch your neighbors? I put that in several of my films going back, 8, 9 years ago. It's in Police State 3, and it's also in Masters of Terror. Who told you we did? I'm not bragging. I mean, I know the globalist handbook. I mean, I know what they've done everywhere else. I know what they're setting up. I mean, they've got a new iPhone mind control, mind reading app. I told you about that a year ago. It's all coming out now. It ain't pretty. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is an admitted fact that world oil prices are red, are set by the big oil companies and the sheiks of the Middle East. And it is a fact that we have an inside track to two, one a CEO, one the director of two major oil companies. One of them just died via Lindsey Williams. We know their names. We just can't reveal those on air. Well, we've now revealed the guy that died. And they told you 3 months ago it would be going up from $60 a barrel to $150 to $200 by the end of 2011. And now here's the headline, $100 a barrel oil, deal with it. That's the headline out of the Associated Press. It's also from the Drudge Report. Continuing, UK warning, oil prices may kill economy and the coalition. MSNBC is also reporting on it. OPEC ministers say world can handle $100 a barrel oil. Other exporters indicate the cartel may not increase crude oil production. Well, good thing that we're seeing record exploration here on the ground in the United States. I know they're drilling all over Texas and hitting natural gas and oil. And they're trying to slap all sorts of federal regulations on them to stop it from getting out of the ground. Our economy is completely dependent on oil and gas. And our society is designed along those lines. And we have absolutely got to start moving towards energy independence. But when you look at the internal intelligence we got years ago that's now mainstream news, we've only got two pipelines out of Alaska. They could have 50 out of Alaska. They claim, oh, you can't get rid of them and it hurts the caribou. The caribou sleep under it and use it for shelter. It's like a ship being sunk in the Caribbean. It turns into a natural reef. I mean, this is what is basically needed. It doesn't hurt the environment at all. We could have more oil out of Alaska than we get from Saudi Arabia, but we can't have it because the government and the big cartels on record only allow a small amount of the oil out of Alaska to go to the U.S. Roughly 20% goes to the West Coast. The rest goes to China and to Japan. So it is just incredible to see that unfolding. Continuing here with the news, you notice that there are reports that as much as half of Australia is now underwater. They're calling it a brown sea or a brown ocean, as just tens of thousands of square miles are now underwater. They had been in a long drought, and, you know, times are thick, times are thin. That can naturally happen. But I noticed reports going back to August 8th of last year out of the Sydney Morning Herald report. Rain making comes to Australia, and it goes on. A rain making method developed by Thai King in Thailand is set to aid Queensland in battles with drought after an agreement between the state government and the Thai royal household. The technique largely relies on cloud seeding, generally undertaking using chemicals to promote the formation of water droplets within the cloud formations. There are several stages in the process, with sodium chloride used in the final stage to trigger rain. And I remember back in 1998, they had a big flood in Texas, and it killed more than 30 people in one night in South Texas. And there was a little blurb in the San Antonio Express News, just a small blurb about, oh, the Navy was doing weather modification drills in the area with their aircraft, but we don't know if there's any connection to that. A FOIA request is going to be filed. And I never saw what the end result of that was. But they act like, oh, the Chinese have developed this, or, oh, the Germans have developed it, oh, the Russians have developed it, oh, the Russians for the parade are going to clear the snowy skies, or the Chinese are guaranteeing no rain for the Olympics. They have weather control systems with antennas, and now in Oman and other countries in the Middle East, they're creating rain. And then you talk about it, and our media says you're a kook. Our government developed all of this stuff. They were using rockets 150-plus years ago, in the 1850s, that's 160 years ago, to seed clouds and cause thunderstorms before the Wright brothers ever took off at Kitty Hawk. Okay? And I've had Ben Livingston on this radio show, the father of weather weapons, and he couldn't talk about it until it was declassified, what, in 2004. And when it was declassified, the history of weather weapons, at least up to 1970, he was the guy, after he was a World War II pilot, fighter pilot, what a character, he flew into hurricanes. But not just hurricanes, he flew into typhoons. And a typhoon, of course, is in the Pacific and can get up to 220, 230, 250 miles an hour, where hurricanes reportedly can't even get up to 200. They don't get spinning as fast here in this area. And he was the first guy to fly into storms. By the 60s, they'd certified total control of weather weapons, that they could create hurricanes, steer hurricanes, kill hurricanes. And the reason that Ben Livingston came on this show, and I saw him in the local newspaper talking about weather weapons, and he had all the documents that he could now show us, and I flew him to Austin to be interviewed. That interview is being posted on PrisonPlanet.tv next week. Exclusive stuff I've never before seen, not just the original interview. And he was mad because, I guess it was 2005, we just had Katrina. And he said, in 67, it was certified by the Navy, by the Air Force, by Stanford Research Institute, that we could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, whatever we wanted, with just 8 aircraft, and that was with old technology. So This needs to be looked into. Did the weather modification? Nobody's talking about this. A month into the floods in Australia, none of the Australian news are talking about it, but they started massive weather modification to end the drought in Australia, in the area that has seen these incredible floods. I think that that is very, very important. Okay, we are now joined for the rest of the hour and a little bit into the next hour because we had some phone issues on our end and got him on a little bit late. Dr. Joel Wallach has been a guest on before, and we had so many people request that he get back on. I remember before I was even really awake to the New World Order fully, people were bringing up Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That's a syndicated radio program syndicated by the great folks out in California, MZ, and out of some of our affiliates there in Santa Cruz. But Dr. Wallach lives in the Midwest, and he's a veterinarian. He's also a doctor of naturopathic medicine in Indy. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize in 1991. And a lot of what he discovered as a doctor but also as a vet is a lot of the same things that Linus Pauling, the two-time Nobel Prize winner, talked about, minerals and vitamin deficiencies. But the system knows that. And they don't want to, you know, put things out that will then end a lot of these illnesses in the gravy train of treating the disease or the problem caused by the lack of minerals and the lack of vitamins. Now, I worked for a large animal vet off and on for 3 years. I worked also for a small animal vet in high school. And I remember routinely the large animal vet would do a diagnosis on cows, horses, whatever. They'd say, this is a vitamin deficiency. Give them this. And usually it worked. And then later, there might be some of the more, you know, mainline stuff used. So this is stuff known out there. The system just doesn't want you to be aware of it. And so we're really honored to have Dr. Wallach on with us. And I've done research. I've looked for people to partner with and to work with. And you're going to be hearing him on every month now. And I've tried to do research on who really has the information, who really has the answers, who is truly, you know, legitimate and bona fide. And Dr. Wallach is the man, and we're also launching today InfoWarsTeam.com to promote the videos, the audio, all the great stuff of what Dr. Wallach is doing, and also sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com so that you can get huge discounts on the giant line of well-documented, real vitamin and mineral and trace element products that Dr. Wallach and his team have developed over the decades. It's just amazing. InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can join up, get big discounts. You can also get others to sign up. I've been approached a million times about being part of something like this and said no. This is a company that's doing something real, that is valuable, and in this imploding economy, it's also something that InfoWars listeners and others can get involved in and help people and also help themselves. It's a win-win-win-win situation. We're going to break here. You know, we got him on late. I'm going to skip this break. I haven't done that in a few weeks. I'm going to skip this break with Dr. Joel Wallach. Research has resulted in the publication of more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed journals, articles in the field of nutrition and pharmacological research, and he has made major contributions to 8 major authored texts and reference books on these subjects. Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine, and we appreciate him joining us. And again, check it all out. We're going to be adding more videos, more audio. There's already quite a bit there at InfoWarsTeam.com, teaming up with Dr. Wallach. Doctor, great to have you on with us.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate your hospitality and your comradeship, and we're both on the same train, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Tell us about your awakening and how important this is, that mineral and vitamin deficiencies is what's causing so many of the problems, and the system knows this, but they want you to be sick to make money off of you.
Well, you've hit the nail right on the head, Alex. Being a veterinarian, we learned, 100 years ago, actually longer than that, to maybe 110 years ago, that we could prevent and cure as many as 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals. If we were to use the same healthcare system for livestock that we use for people, your hamburger would cost you $285 a pound just to pay for the healthcare. So we learned a long time ago that we could keep the price of eggs and meat and vegetables and fruit and bread and stuff down to where the average person can afford to eat it simply by eliminating healthcare costs. There's not a single insurance company or insurance policy that prevents or cures disease. When you buy an insurance policy to pay your premium, you're betting you're going to screw up somewhere along the line. You're going to have a big doctor or hospital bill, and so you're building up that insurance fund so that you can pay those and cure muscular dystrophy back in 1957 in livestock, because muscle is meat. And anything that affects the meat industry gets fixed quick. So we learned that. And so I've known this since actually 1962, that we were in big trouble with the healthcare system. Been yelling about it ever since then. And I'm so glad to have this association with you now, because you're the guy who can get the word out to the public.
Well, Dr. Wallach, it's just been invaluable what you've discovered. Let's go through some of the studies and the peer-reviewed journals that you've co-authored.
Okay. A lot of people, Alex, say, well, okay, okay, Wallach, but why were you the one chosen to do that big National Institutes of Health study? The book covers 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries. It's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. Why did they pick you, dumb Missouri farm boy? And that's because in 1962, I was the first guy to actually run into the first pollution, mass die-off, pollution-caused mass die-off in livestock, and published it. And it was actually a bunch of feeder lambs. One guy had lost 500 lambs in one night because over time they had been chronically poisoned with nitrates and nitrites and fertilizer that had gotten into his well and affected their thyroid glands when they had a sharp dip in the temperature. It got down to 19 degrees that night. He lost every one of his lambs, 500 lambs. All the surrounding people, all the other surrounding farmers didn't have the same problem. And I documented it very well with nitrate levels in the well water and in the feed and in the lamb's tissues. Got it published. And so I was kind of like a whistleblower back in 1962 as a result of that thing. And I was actually in Africa doing a big conservation project of the white rhino. I caught over 200 white rhino and sent them back to the United States. So if you ever go to a wild animal park or a zoo and you see a white rhino, it's either one that I caught or offspring of the ones that I caught to save the species. While I was there doing that, and Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom show, I think you're probably familiar with him, he actually got the grant to do this autopsy study of zoo animals, looking for a species of zoo animal that would essentially be the canary in the mine, ultra-sensitive to pollution and would warn us of some impending pollution doom. And I did over 17,500 autopsies and over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 human beings and 10 million chemistries. And all in this book that's in the Smithsonian Institute is a national treasure. And that's the basic reason I was nominated for the Nobel Prize for that work. And so I was the guy that did that study. And I was an abysmal failure at getting medical doctors interested in preventing and curing diseases in humans, like we had animals, but just simple nutritional formulas. So I went back to school and became a naturopathic physician because they embrace nutrition and lifestyle change as opposed to medical doctors that just say, oh, eat fast food, you're going to get everything you need, right? And so I went back to school and became a naturopathic physician since 1978, 34 years now. I've been on the road giving 300 free lectures, the most popular of which was Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Next came Deadly Recipe. And these lectures are my way of trying to communicate the warning to the general public that they have to take responsibility. And recently, and I'm glad you brought up one of the terrible things that were brought to light in November of last year, just a couple of months ago, actually. One was they said that, and this was the Department of Health and Human Services and the Census Bureau got together, they found out that medical doctors kill 11,000, Alex, people who are there on Medicare patients, 11,000, no, 15,000, they're yelling at me, 15,000 per month. American Medicare patients are killed in hospitals by medical doctors each month for 180,000 per year. That's just one little slice of the public. And then, of course, the audio cassette tape, now CD, Deadly Recipe, 1.5 million Americans are killed, injured by prescription mistakes. 1.5 million are killed and injured by prescription mistakes each year in America. And everybody wants a prescription. Nobody should want a prescription except for antibiotics if your kid has strep throat.
And they know this. I mean, here's a microcosm example. In the trials of Prozac, the big granddaddy of the serotonin reuptake inhibitor psychotropics, doctor, as you know,
yes.
They knew it massively increased psychotic outbreaks, artificial mental illness, suicidal tendencies, suicide. And it took decades, up until just 5 years ago, to force the SSRIs makers to add the fact that it causes mania, psychopathic behavior, suicide. It took decades to make them put it on the label. They knew from day one. And what do they prescribe it for? Depression, when they know it actually causes depression. I mean, they're ruthless.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The prescription has been a nasty thing. I don't know if it's a conscious tool they use to keep the population down, or if they can't be that stupid. The doctors are very bright, but they are ignorant to things in some cases, and they're able to be swayed by free lunches and money thrown at them by pharmaceuticals.
Sure, I mean, I'm not even talking about the doctors. They're kind of given from on high, like Moses on the mountain. You know, fluoride's good for you.
Yeah.
Mercury's good for you. You know, all of this stuff is wonderful. Don't treat the cause. Treat the symptoms. But, I mean, I'm talking about the American Medical Association and Big Pharma that owns it.
Yes. Well, you're exactly right. And, of course, I mean, here's my example to just support what you're saying. We can actually, in most cases, get rid of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which right now, if you take in the pre-diabetic patients, you're looking at 90 million Americans, which is almost one-third of our population, has type 2 diabetes. We've known the cause, prevention, and cure of type 2 diabetes since 1957, 54 years, and I'm the only guy in the world who uses it. We get people routinely weaned off their medication in 2 or 3 days, sometimes a week, and they can have, even with injectable insulin, have blood sugars of 220, 240, and within 30 days, they're down to blood sugars of 72, and they weaned off their medication and go back to normal life.
Well, I mean, what about this, doctor? How about how they tell diabetic patients to drink soft drinks with aspartame in it? And I've had countless medical doctors on breaking down the fact that that stuff absolutely decimates people that have diabetes.
Well, yeah. Of course, the aspartame is made out of amino acids, actually. And, of course, it acts like sugar for a diabetic. It's just they should not be consuming anything that has pure amino acids or pure sugar or agave syrup or, things that you would think of as being healthy. Whole grains and even whole grain breads are bad for diabetics. Juices are bad. Fruit's bad. And you have doctors say, carry around an orange, and if your blood sugar goes too low, eat a piece of fruit. Well, if you just eat nuts, if you're allergic to peanuts, please peanuts. I get mixed fancy nuts and eat mixed fancy nuts, the deluxe, the nuts, and you'll have a regulated blood sugar that doesn't go way up and doesn't go way down. It actually comes down to the deficiency of a couple of trace minerals, and if everybody takes them every day, and that's why I like what we call the Mighty 90. This is what we did in the animal industry, Alex, is that we give animals...
Well, Doc, I got to stop you. I was really excited about this interview today, and we tried to get a different phone line. I really want to be able to understand you and hear you, but the line has just gone to where we can't understand you. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you our number, and I'm going to see if you can get on with us for the rest of the hour, because this is such powerful information. I really want people to be able to hear it and understand it. We're going to work on that with Dr. Wallach. We may just have to have him back up next week. Because if I can't understand him, I can imagine some of you are having a problem, so I apologize to stations out there. I can hear a lot of it, but some of it I'm having to really strain, and this information is so important. I am really into doing things that I know can really help people. If you filter your water with the proper filtration systems, it's hard to find them. It's hard to cut fluoride out. You will have incredible health benefits. That's scores of medical doctors, endocrinologists, brain surgeons. We've interviewed them all. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of studies. That's conservative. It's in the thousands, but I've looked at hundreds. That fluoride, sodium fluoride, hurts the thyroid, the whole body. And we've been beating this drum for years. The government's finally having to admit a bunch of this. Well, another big part of the equation is mineral deficiency and vitamin deficiency. And Dr. Wallach has got the documentation on this, and we can help a lot of people with this information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Illuminati is striving for the beginning of the Age of Aquarius to have their world government intact? That means the loss of our national sovereignty, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian heritage. Is this what we want? The only hope for the nation to survive is to repent of our national and personal sins and turn back to the living Jesus Christ. Reject abortion and reject the taking of prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've been really excited about interviewing Dr. Joel Wallach. Turns out he's on the road today, joining us via payphone. That explains the audio issues. Again, I have researched this myself. I've just looked at the mainline studies. They know that many of the fields are played out, that much of the agriculture land we're using has been destroyed because of the chemical fertilizers. The establishment knows and understands this, and they understand the mineral deficiencies we have. Dr. Wallach, give us your greatest hits. I mean, of all the research you've done, of what you understand, what are some of the biggest lies out there, and how do we reach out to people and warn them about what's happening?
Okay, the biggest lies, Alex, are when you have a disease like type 2 diabetes, and doctors will say, oh, it's genetic, we just have to be able to deal with it. And they convince people that treating the symptom, the main symptom of elevated blood sugar, is the way to manage the disease, you'll get maximum life. Well, that's not true. It's a very simple disease of what's called the insulin receptor site on the cell walls of all the trillions of cells in your body. It's kind of like turning off the breaker in the next room. You can plug in a $10 billion computer, and if the breaker is shut off in the other room, it ain't working. And the same thing is true with your insulin. Type 2 diabetics have 10 times the circulating insulin as a non-diabetic. It just doesn't work because the breakers are shut off in the insulin receptor sites in the cell walls. So what we figured out how to do was actually flip on those receptor sites, those insulin receptor sites.
Wow.
And usually, sometimes as quickly as 24 hours, blood sugar will go from 220, 300, down to 72, so you got to watch it. You have to take your blood sugar and adjust your insulin or your pills so you don't get yourself into insulin shock, because your blood sugar will drop dramatically on this program. And people will ask me, well, how long do I have to stay on this nutritional program? For the average size person, Alex, it costs about $3 a day, about half the price of a cup of exotic coffee, right? And they said, well, as long as you're on oxygen, you will need these nutrients. As long as you're on water, you will need these nutrients. If you're dead and you're not taking oxygen and water, you don't need these nutrients. The reason why we're in trouble is we're deficient in these nutrients, as you pointed out so eloquently. Our fields are depleted because we're not repleting. We're not replenishing the minerals in our soil like we did in the old days. Our grandparents used to put minerals back in the soil in the form of wood ashes. They would cook with wood stoves and heat with fireplaces and wood stoves. They would take the wood ashes, which are not carbon. They may have carbon in them, but basically wood ashes are the minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground. And they are left over when you burn the carbon in the wood for fuel. And they used to put these wood ashes, a.k.a. plant minerals, into the soil, their gardens. And then the sweet potatoes and the squash and the tomatoes and beans and peas and corn and cucumbers and melons would pull these minerals up. You'd eat the food and you get the minerals in that fashion. Well, we don't do that anymore. And farmers do not get paid by how many minerals are in your food. They get paid by tons and bushels per acre. And so really, they're businessmen, and they could care less how many minerals are in the pasture for their livestock or how many minerals are in the hay or the feed they're giving their livestock. But as insurance, their insurance is different than ours. Instead of buying an insurance policy to pay the veterinarian when they screw up, their insurance policy is to give each individual animal by hand the minerals to assure they get them. And it's very efficient economically. They're not just throwing those minerals in the ground and hope the plant takes them up. They're actually giving them one by one to the animals. And one of the ways to monitor how good this is production of meat per pound of feed, production of eggs, production of milk per pound of feed, and also longevity. For instance, when you and I were kids, Alex, an old dog was 8 years old, a 10-year-old dog is 25, and we didn't do that with wonder drugs. We didn't do that with things like organ transplants and stem cells and genetically proteins. Basically what happened was we just put vitamins and minerals in our food. The same thing is true for diabetes. What if, and this is true, and I'm just saying, what if the entire city of Austin were to listen to us today and say, okay, we're going to make Austin the first diabetes-free city, and it's doable within a couple of weeks. Everybody would take the 90 essential nutrients, the Alex pack, if you will, the Alex pack, the 90 essential nutrients, and then throw in what we call Sweeties, which is the secret sauce for diabetes, and take their blood sugar like you're supposed to, and it'll come down, to wean off their medication, and Austin would be a diabetes-free city in a couple of weeks.
Now Dr. Wallach, again, this is just one of the huge discoveries that you basically rediscovered, but going back, when I worked for Jess Adkins out in East Texas, large animal vet.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked for Billy Bob Dunn in Dallas, a small animal vet, I mean, I didn't know about medical things. I was just listening to them. And so often they would talk about mineral and vitamin deficiencies. And here, give your dog these minerals, give them these vitamins. And then when I got into large animal husbandry for those 3 summers, I mean, it was all about that. And so much of it was, you know, you need to put them on this feed or you need to give them this block. And I've got family that ranches. They all know that. So this isn't some big secret for veterinarians. And of course, you're a veterinarian and also a naturopathic doctor. So again, why aren't Americans who are having all these degenerative diseases and problems and things like diabetes, why aren't they being told this?
Well, you have to appreciate that a doctor is not required by law to cure you when there's a cure available. And this is the first thing I would do if I was ever appointed. When you get to be president, Alex, I want to be your first surgeon general. I'll institute the law that every doctor should be curing people where there's cures available. Otherwise, they go to jail for 25 years of life without possibility of parole. And since their average lifespan for doctors is 56, none of them will ever get out of jail. So I like that part. At any rate, the reason why, for instance, it usually takes, depending on their body weight, $3 to $5 a day to get people to wean off their medication when they have diabetes and go back to a normal life. Can't legally use the cure word, so that's why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it. Then, By option, the alternative is if they treat people and teach them how to use insulin or pills to manage their blood sugar, which is a meaningless process, because elevated blood sugar is not the disease, it's a symptom of the disease, the doctor will make, the average family doctor who diagnoses it usually, will make $750,000. So you compare $300 to $750,000, which way are they going to go?
Now let's break that down. And of course, the average doctor is just busy. They're just following what the American Medical Association says, and they subconsciously go along with it because it's profitable, and they've got all these bills and the rest of it. But, doctor, how does it work? And again, we're talking to Dr. Joel Wallach. How does it work down at the cellular level? How does not having all the trace elements and minerals and things that you need, how does that just in the one area of diabetes that we're talking about, there's so many other areas that we cover at InfoWarsTeam.com, one place to find all this information. We've got your free audio there. We're going to add a video of this show today there at InfoWarsTeam.com. Dr. Wallach, expanding on that, how does this interact at the cellular level, not having these minerals and nutrients, and what are those minerals and nutrients?
Okay, well, first of all, we need that basic 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. That's the basic Alex pack. This is the platform that everybody needs just to prevent disease. I mean, I'm going on 72 here. I've been taking this myself since I was 9 years old for 64 years, and I have my own issues that caused me to begin to take this when I was 9 years old, which I resolved in 3 days, and doctors couldn't fix it.
Yeah, you do look very young. You don't look, I mean, you look like you're 50.
Well, thank you. Yeah, most people think I'm 50, but I'm 20 years older than that chronologically, and biologically, I'm 18. My bone density test and my vascular elasticity is that of an 18-year-old, so I'm very proud of that. But I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients since I was 9 years old, and the whole purpose of that, Alex, is to do what we do for our cars. For instance, we put oil in our cars before the engine burns up. If you have an expensive car like a Cadillac or a Bentley or a Mercedes or something, you change the oil every 1,000 miles or every month whether you drive it or not. And so to prevent the engine from burning up, get an extra 300,000 miles in distance. Well, the same thing is true for us. People get all in the panic once they get fibromyalgia and lupus and diabetes and arthritis. And well, the doctor says I got to get a double knee replacement tomorrow. I'm already scheduled. Well, cancel the darn surgeries and give me 30 days, and we'll rebuild the cartilage in your knees. It's that simple. It's just you need that platform of the 90 essential nutrients. Now, once somebody has a full-blown disease like diabetes, you have to add some of the secret sauce back in, which is, as you point out, not secret. In the case of diabetes, it's two trace minerals called chromium and vanadium. Now, if you just take chromium and vanadium by itself, you would drop your blood sugar, say, from 220 to maybe 200. Not very dramatic, and people say, well, I can do that just by not eating fruit. And so why should I take those things? And if I'm paying it out of my own pocket, insurance is not paying for it, the government's not paying for it, why should I do it? Well, that's because when the research is done in animals, the animals are getting their basic laboratory rat, guinea pig, rabbit, or monkey pellets, with all the nutrients in it, and they just leave out the one. They would leave out chromium or vanadium or both chromium and vanadium, but all the other 90 essential nutrients they're going to have in there. Whereas the average American doesn't have many of those 90 essential nutrients. They might be banging along in 12 or 15 and or be 65 short. And so that's a big, huge problem. So when you take the chromium and vanadium, nothing dramatic happens. So that's why they have to take the Alex pack as a basic nutrient platform.
So basically, it's almost like an adjuvant from talking to medical doctors and scientists and brain surgeons on the subject. Fluoride is something that accelerates all of the other toxic things that are in you and almost gives it an acceleration effect or an amplifying effect. You're saying all the minerals and vitamins together, they have an amplifying effect because you need them all together. And to be quite frank, why Dr. Wallach is here and why I've approached him to have him on and to work with him, I was a health nut, and by health nut, running 6 miles almost every day, lifting weights, super good shape, 2% body fat when I was like 22. I got into radio, fighting the globalists, just quit working out, obsessed on it, eating unhealthy, and now for about 3 years, I've quit most of the unhealthy stuff, in fact, all of it. I've been running, I've been lifting weights, I've been eating less, but still, I haven't felt good, and now in the last few months, I was doing research with Mike Adams and with Dr. Wallach and with so many other people looking at their material, studying the actual documents. And I really came up with the fact that I'm going to really announce this here today. I haven't even told Dr. Wallach this. And now I'm doing it publicly, so I got to put up or shut up. Last year I said I'd lose 50 pounds, only lost 25. I want to lose at least 40 pounds in this next year. That's my pledge. That's my resolution. And doing the research, it's not enough to go jogging in the morning or lift weights or even eat less. I have got, and I'm somebody who's never taken vitamins in my life, even when I played football. I've now gotten these products. I'm going to start them next week, and we're going to see what happens. But from all the research I've read, if I don't want my hair to go gray, which is all of a sudden starting to happen, I've got to get the nutrients. Even if I try to eat healthy, and my wife makes all sorts of vegetables and things, it's hard to get all of these things together, and that's what we need. And I just think back to vets that I work for, obsessed with vitamins and minerals. And this is something the old-timers all knew. As Dr. Wallach said, he just discovered it in his own research and has now helped so many people. And it's so fundamental to get this message out to people. That's why we've created InfoWarsTeam.com. We're going to be adding banners up there. We've got free audio. We're going to be adding a bunch of video, a bunch of free material on this. But also, very inexpensively priced, big line of things for full spectrum. And what Dr. Wallach has developed over the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years, I don't know how long he's been doing it, it's just so amazing. And I do believe in this, just like I believed in silver when it was $5 an ounce, and now it's almost 30. Just like I believed in gold when it was $260 an ounce, now it's right up at $1,400. I mean, I've done my research. Just like I bought storable foods three or four places and finally found a good place, and that's who my sponsor is. I've done my research, and now I found Dr. Wallach. I've known him about him for 15 years, but I just went through my research because now I'm going to try to go on a health kick, and we're going to see right now what happens with the full line of longevity products, all discounted right there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And when you sign up there, you then get to get discounts on it. You can sign others up. And this is a great way to create community organizations to educate people and in the free market, profit from helping people. Tell folks about what they can do by signing up or getting involved at InfoWarsTeam.com, Dr. Wallach.
Well, Alex, first of all, they're going to be able to get these products at wholesale. They'll save 30 to 40% from the marketplace. They're going to get products that are 1,000 times better from formulation standpoint and amounts. For instance, in some cases, we have 3,000 times the minimum minimum daily requirements of the vitamins. We have maybe 500 times the minimum daily requirement for minerals. Whereas when you get something off the shelf of a grocery store or pharmacy, these one a day multiple kind of things, you're looking at 20% of the minimum daily requirement. And so this is why people tend to be in a downward spiral. Also, for a one-time $10 fee, I believe it's a $10 fee, you get a business. And we will train you for nothing. We will train people. We do conference calls, webinars. We have regional and national meetings, local meetings. And they can not only help themselves with their health, the people they love, they can generate an income stream, have a tax-deductible business, which is a willable asset. And this is the part that I love, Alex. You can work for a company for 40 years, be the best employee they have, the go-to person to fill in when somebody's not there or train the new people. You're the one they give the overtime to. And when you retire or die, you cannot will or sell your job to your heirs. But your longevity business, you can do that. We're very, very excited about our association with you because you're going to get the word out. And in this economy, we're going to help people stay away from doctors by keeping them healthy before they get sick. We're going to help people cancel those double knee replacement surgeries and let us help them rebuild their knees. We're going to help them rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, bone. It's doable. We do it with professional athletes and military personnel all the time. We do it with people with firemen.
Because minerals and vitamins are what we're made up of.
That's exactly right. And
I mean, it's real simple. And so many of the vitamins I see on store shelves, doctor, as you know, it's synthetic versions. You guys actually have the raw, true vitamins and minerals. Explain to people briefly the difference.
Well, the difference is everything we have comes from plants and bacterial fermentation. Grinding up rocks doesn't count. For instance, if you have salt water to store some minerals, which is a liquid mineral. We love liquids because they're easily absorbable. you only get 985 milligrams of minerals from salt water, whether it's the Great Salt Lake or the oceans around the world. And in ours are from a certified organic plant source. So this plant compost, if you will, has been certified organic every year for 35 years. You can actually see the
it's a biological source, so it's ready to be sucked up by your body. It's living.
It's living. It's already been predigested by the plants, and so you don't have to do that. And we're going to give you 19,000 milligrams per quart, 20 times what you get, and ours is cheaper than everybody else's.
Amazing. It's InfoWarsTeam.com. The site's loading slowly. A lot of folks on there, InfoWarsTeam.com. Over the years, I've been approached by a lot of folks to promote, you know, these team organization things, and I just couldn't totally certify or believe in it. This I do believe in, InfoWarsTeam.com. Get involved right here on the ground floor today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back with the final segment with Dr. Wally.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, we're going to have open phones next hour with Bob Chapman, and I'm going to go over a wide spectrum of news. Oil set to go up to $100 a barrel. We told you so 3 months ago. We're going to get Lindsey Williams back on next week, by the way. We're going to get into Mexican gunmen fires across border towards U.S. highway workers. I see this kind of stuff every week, but the media is playing it down. We're also going to get into a report out of AFP. Freedom is in decline worldwide, U.S. report states. So our own government's admitting freedom is plunging worldwide, but talking about other countries. What about here? So that's all coming up as well. But open phones at 800-259-9231. Well, Dr. Wallach, I appreciate you coming on while you're out on the road. I look forward when you're back in the office in the next few weeks, getting you on the broadcast. And absolutely, I hope people get involved in this because I only promote and push what I believe in and what I think will help people. And folks can judge by our track record if I have good judgment. But people make their own judgment. I am going to start on the regimen of the basic products that you've developed that are mineral and vitamin-based and all natural because it's full spectrum, and I've done the research, and you're the only organization or group that I've found that fits in with the separate research I've done and what I learned working for veterinarians. And, of course, you are a veterinarian but also a naturopathic ND. And so the website is InfoWarsTeam.com, and I'm flattered that you guys even created me my own website for this that hooks into your great website. So, again, they've got great discounts there, and it is $10 you sign up as a membership, and then you can also sell the products to others. This is all about the products, just absolutely amazing. There's quite a few of them up there on the site at InfoWarsTeam.com. In the time we have left, Dr. Joel Wallach, other key tidbits, other things that mineral and vitamin and trace element deficiencies are triggering and causing. I know it's not just hair falling out and gray hair and bad fingernails and bad skin. And, you know, on the inside, it's causing problems, isn't it?
Yes, you're exactly right. When you have gray hair, you're also getting a breakdown of the elastic fibers of your arteries. In your blood vessels, you're going to get spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, ruptured aneurysms. Albert Einstein died at age 76 of a ruptured aortic aneurysm, which is a simple copper deficiency. And, of course, it also causes white hair, which he was legendary for. And then you're going to get, with the deficiencies of these trace minerals, you're going to get bone-to-bone arthritis, for which the medical system has joint replacement surgeries. Doctors are screaming for a epidemic of arthritis coming here because there's 80 million baby boomers coming along, and medical doctors have convinced them not to take vitamins and minerals, and as a result, they're all breaking down. And what I tell people, Alex, is to cancel your scheduled double knee replacement or double hip replacement or your low back surgery. Give us, the Alex Pack and the extra glucogel, which is the secret sauce to supporting and promoting maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. Give us 2 months. And if you still think you need your surgery, you can always get the surgery, but you can't always get undead. And so there's always a tremendous risk with surgery from infection, amputations, paralysis, and death.
I've had one surgery, and they almost killed me in Dallas when I was 16 for a broken leg. And I've got a hernia, and I won't go in for surgery because I'm afraid they'll kill me.
Yeah, you don't want to go in for surgery. They are the instrument of the bad guys. You don't want to go in there.
Believe me. Listen, they tested my blood. I'm going to hold you over for 5 more minutes, Dr.
Okay.
Wallach, if you can do it, and then we're going to get Bob Chapman on because I want to tell this story. I'll start telling it now. My leg gets broken. The bone's almost sticking out of the meat. They tell me, you need a pin. I go in and have the surgery. After the surgery, they came in and they said, we tested your blood. You don't have any opiates in your body. You're not a heroin user. There's no drugs in your blood, but it took 9 times the regular amount to put you under. I kept waking up on the operating table. Then after that, they didn't put the IV in right. I woke up with blood all over me. It was a nightmare. I do not want to ever go in for surgery again.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.